I ended up, I kid you not, left the Apollo Theater, came back to my office, and then turned right around, rushed back out again to find her again after our interview was done, because I felt like I really needed to get her response to this development. I'm not in the habit of following people back to their offices after my interview with them is over. But in this case, that's exactly what I did, and I'm glad I did it, because watch this.
Madam Secretary, I am not in the habit of chasing people down after I've had the chance to speak to them for a second round, but while we were speaking today, Donald Trump made some remarks that you have had a strong reaction to, and I just wanted to get your take on this. Mr. Trump told Chris Matthews today that abortion must be banned in this country, that he thinks women will go back to illegal places to get abortions once it is banned. He said, quote, there has to be some form of punishment for a woman seeking an abortion, and then he said he hasn't yet determined what the appropriate punishment should be. And you said on Twitter about that, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, horrific and telling. What do you mean by that?
Well, what Donald Trump said today was outrageous and dangerous. And, you know, I'm constantly just taken aback at the kinds of things that he advocates for. You know, Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And once again, he has showed us who he is. The idea that he and all the Republicans espouse that abortion should be illegal is one that is not embraced by the vast majority of Americans in our country. And in fact, as he pointed out, if it were illegal, then women and doctors would be criminals. And this is just beyond any position taken by someone running for president in a serious way in a very long time. And I think not only women, but men, all Americans need to understand that this kind of inflammatory, destructive rhetoric is really on the outer edges of what is permitted under our Constitution, what we believe in, and people should reject it. And women in particular must know that this right, which we have guaranteed to us under the Constitution, could be taken away. And that's why the stakes in this election couldn't be higher.